What's up, y'all? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, y'all, I just want to go ahead and just talk to my single sisters and not just my single sisters, but the brothers. You are more than welcome to tune in to listen to this podcast episode. Y'all, I want us to talk about this. And tonight's episode is titled This For a Reason, and that is Don't Marry the Image. What image am I referring to? Don't marry the image of marriage. And really, this episode was inspired, besides the Holy Spirit, of course, it was inspired by this dating show that I recently watched, a season of this dating show that I recently watched. Now, before I watched this dating show, y'all, I actually read some commentaries about it, and it was really, really bad concerning what went down on the dating show. But I was curious, and so I watched it myself, and yes, it was that bad. And honestly, it should be a prerequisite for anybody who wants to be married to know what not to do, all right, and who not to marry. And I'm trying to say this in the best way possible, to be very respectful nonetheless. And y'all, yes, don't marry the image. And unfortunately, one of the contestants in the dating show, you know, that person was so much desiring marriage that they completely find themselves in a marriage that was undesirable, in a marriage that brought them more heartbreak than, again, comfort. In a marriage that brought them much humiliation than, again, fulfillment. And so I want us to make sure that when it comes to marriage, that we do it God's way, that we study marriage from the scriptures themselves, instead of just focusing on what society has to say about marriage, what these dating shows has to say about marriage, and what even, again, our flesh has to say about marriage. Unfortunately, if we're looking to society, if we're looking in the entertainment industry, if we're even listening to the music nowadays, marriage seems to be just merely desiring our flesh, right? Or satisfying the desires of our flesh, rather. And so you will find people, sometimes they get married because, again, they are burning with lust, or they, you know, again, desire to partake in sexual intimacy, and they just want to get married due to financial situations. They just want to get married because, again, marriage seems like a custom in many cultures. It seems that when you get married, it seems like that's when you have hit the jackpot. But when you look at scripture, marriage is always about using it, right, to glorify God, using marriage to remind us, again, of the marriage of Jesus and his bride, which is us, the church, the body of Christ. We see even in Genesis, marriage was about being fruitful and multiplying, and bringing glory and honor that is due to God, not just satisfying our own selves. Oftentimes, what I see today in society and even in certain Christian community is that many people are running after marriage more than they are running after the heart of God. I'm going to repeat this again. Many people are running after marriage than they are running after the heart of God. But one profound truth that I've seen in scripture is that when we are running after the heart of God, that is when God sees fit to give us our heart's desires. As we read in Psalm 37 verse 4, which says, "Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desire of your heart." We read even in scriptures such as Psalm 84 verse 11, which says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless." We see these two scriptures, and as well as including Matthew 6 verse 33, is showing us as we are making our focus to be on God and his kingdom and taking delight in him, that God, being a good father, he is faithful to give us our heart's desires. He is faithful to take care of us. So it is truly in God's nature to bless his people. It was never in God's nature to curse his people. It's never in God's nature to cause you to be empty-handed, to cause you to have a life that you yourself do not enjoy. The Bible lets us know that God takes great pleasure in his people. God takes great pleasure in us when he sees us joyful and full of, again, peace and freedom, because he is the one that grants those things to us, which are as well gifts of the Spirit, fruits of the Holy Spirit. And so what is the issue then? The issue that I want to go ahead and present to you all is that marriage in itself is a blessing from God, but making marriage an idol is a sin. I'll repeat this again. Marriage in itself is a blessing from God, but making marriage an idol is in itself a sin. And the reason being is that when we end up making marriage an idol, it causes us to now lose focus on the Lord. It causes now to place our focus more so on image than making our focus to be about Jesus and the kingdom of God. Now, again, it is God himself that said in Genesis 2, it is not good for man to be alone. And so it is God himself who created marriage. And this is important for us to know. God created marriage. It was not the world. It was no other custom of nations. You know, it was no nation who created image, but it was God himself who created image. And that is a beautiful truth for us to understand and to know. Because when we know this, then we know that, in fact, as we just read in Psalm 84, verse 11, if it is God who created image and he knows if it is God who created marriage and he knows that marriage is a good thing and it is not good for man to be alone, if you find yourself to be a single sister or brother who desires marriage, this is a good thing. God deems it to be a good thing. And as we've read in Psalm 84, verse 11, it tells us, again, he never withhold or withheld any good thing to those who walk blamelessly. What does that mean? Those who are seeking after him, those who are seeking to live according to his way, according to his will, according to his word. As you can see, the more that you're spending time with the Lord, the more that you're surrendering your will for him, you will find yourself, again, living a blameless life. It is not because you yourself are blameless, but you are spending most of your time on the Lord and the things of God. You will find many people have the most tendency to sin when they are outside of the presence of God, when they are not reading the word of God, and when they're not having fellowship with him in prayer. And so I just want you to make sure that, again, although you may have the desire of marriage, that you are not allowing this desire now to overtake you, but instead allow the Holy Spirit to overtake you. Allow the things of God to overtake you. And as well as, why do you desire marriage? Do you just merely desire marriage so you could be loved by another human being because you feel as if you're not loved enough, right? By God himself, you're not loved enough by yourself. Or do you desire marriage because, again, you see, this is a gift from God and it is a gift that you're able to use to glorify God all the more? And so when I was watching this dating show, I noticed that one of the contestants was so enamored with marriage that they ended up just completely forgetting about God and focusing all of their intention on marriage, on the image of marriage, and focusing their intention on the person they married, who ended up not being anything as they've imagined them to be, who actually was not the person that the Lord had for them all along. And so this person finds themselves to have been blindsided because, again, they were so focusing on the image of God that they didn't acknowledge God himself and say, hey, Lord, is this your will for me? Lord, is this the person that you see fit to be my future spouse? But in the context, they were already married. They were already married at first sight. And so I want us to be a people, right, that we don't love the image, but we love the actual substance, that we love what marriage is all about based on scripture. When we read the book of Genesis, it shows us that God, in the very beginning, he wanted Adam and Eve to be fruitful and to multiply. He wanted them to be together to bring him glory and to fellowship with him and to worship him as well. And truly, I believe this day and age, it is the same for us today. This is God's will and purpose for marriage for us. He wants us to view image as we see that he foreshows us to be his relationship with us. He wants us to use our future marriages, right, for those of us who are not yet married, to be a gift, right, to be a type of channel that he himself is able to use for his glory. Amen. Quickly, I want to go ahead and read Colossians 3, verse 5. Colossians 3 verse 5, and this is what it says, y'all. And this is a particular scripture that talks about idolatry and even lists certain things that are idolatry that many people perhaps not wanting to admit is idolatry. This is what it says. It says, Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And this includes marriage, even though marriage is not in it. But again, we notice that in society, many people are getting married just to satisfy their flesh because they desire sexual intimacy, right? Many people are getting married because they want others to see that they are married, because in a lot of cultures, it seems like if you're not married, then you did not level up yet. And now, speaking on sexual intimacy in itself is not a sin. We know that God created sex, right? But it was to be, satisfied. It was to be enjoyed in the context of marriage. And so I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this episode, because again, the reason why I'm even sharing it is because I do believe that many of you who are single, that, you know, you are in a season where God is warning you now to take a leap of faith and partner with him when it comes to, again, dating with purpose. But he wants you to date with his wisdom. He wants you to date having the knowledge of what he himself has to say about marriage, what he himself has to say about godly companionship, what he himself has to say about sex, right? What he himself has to say about what it is that you ought to do in your marriage. And this is another thing, very quickly, I want to go ahead and share. You have people in society that will say, you know, this is how we do our marriage. We do our marriage this way, right? But no, we have to go back to the scriptures. We have to go back to the word of God. How does God say we have to be in a marriage? Because as we read Corinthians, you will see there are specific requirements and order of marriage and how it's supposed to be, right? And what role the wife's supposed to be, and what role the husband's supposed to be, and how they're supposed to work together in order to bring glory and honor to God and be good examples as well to their future children. And so don't marry the image, y'all. Marry the substance. Marry the purpose God intended marriage to be all along. I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this episode. And y'all, thank you so much for tuning in every Friday. It's such a blessing to me as well that you are tuning in, because it's truly a blessing to me to just impart to you, exhort you with the word of God, and just help each other to continue to remain in the path of righteousness, right? To continue to remain on the path that the Lord has for us, because it is when we are in his path, and it's because we, again, are surrendering ourselves to him, are surrendering our will to him, that we feel more at peace, that we feel more free, that we feel more joy, and that we are able to attain all he had for us all along. And so I pray that you were greatly encouraged by tonight's episode, y'all. And remember, all things are possible in Christ Jesus. Until next time, this was your sister in Christ, JLP. Peace out. Take care.